Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayera, with broken hearts over the Karbonis in Eretz Yisrael, the young men, really Shemosu Nafshem, Akidah Shashem, B'Shul Kal Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu give their families in the Chama, and let their sacrifice be for a purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have Yeshuas and we should have Shalom. If the COVID, my main chizuk in Shemayna Esrei was the bracha of Maidim, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my friends who were saved, B'chastei Hashem. But this goes on, I think my main filler will be Sim Shalom Tevo Vracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give peace. War is a terrible thing. Let's move on and talk about the parasha. In this week's parasha, we have the strange story of the city of Tsayar. Very, very strange, the whole thing. Tsayar is one of the five cities of Sodom and Amorah that's to be destroyed. As Chazal tell us, when Avraham Avinu asked for 50 tzaddikim b'secheir, he meant 10 per city. And Tsayar was one of the cities to be destroyed. When light is allowed to escape from Sodom, and the Malach says, run to the mountains. So Light makes a request. He says, here's the closest city, let me go to Tsayar. And for that, the Malach says, okay, we won't destroy the city of Tsayar. Very strange episode. Not only that Hashem saved Tsayar because of Light, but it's very, very strange because he runs to the city of Tsayar, Light Bat Tsayara, and then, three psukim later, the pasuk tells us that Light ran away from Tsayar. He ran to the mountains where the episode happened with him and his daughters. V'ya Light mitzayar. Okay, more than three psukim, five, six psukim later. V'yesha Bahar. He went to Tsayar. He didn't go to Tsayar. What's the whole business with Tsayar? A very, very strange thing. First, let me share with you a thought I saw in the Shari Arim, who asked the question that many ask, how is it that Avraham Avinu davened for the cities of Sodom and nothing happened, and Light, for his own parochial reasons, his own personal reasons, asks for Tzayah to be saved, and it's saved? The Shari Arim brings a beautiful pshat. We find in Sefer Shaftim that there was a Shafet named Gidai, also known as Rubal. He was not one of the greatest of the Shaftim in terms of scholarship. We know Devaira judged Klal Yisrael. Shimshon was a judge on Klal Yisrael. They had Zechusim. Not so with him. As a matter of fact, Chazal says something absolutely fascinating. Chazal say that Gidon Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said yesterday was the Pesach Seder. And my father told me how the Jewish people were taken out of Mitzrayim. He said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'ma nafshach, if Klal Yisrael has zechusim, let them go out because of their zechusim. Let them go out of the current difficulties because of their zechusim. If Klal Yisrael doesn't have zechusim, so let them go out b'zechus avos, just like they left Mitzrayim in the zechus of our avos. That was what Gidon said. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Gideon, Lech b'kayachach hazu v'heishas Yisrael. Go with this kayach and save Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, what kayach? He had the kayach that he was malamid zchus on Klal Yisrael. He was malamid zchus. He said, Hashem, help Klal Yisrael. They have zchusim. They have zchusim. If not, they have zchus avos. Help Klal Yisrael. He was malamid zchus. What did he say already? He didn't say any b'chidushim. He just spoke emotionally about helping Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, this kayach will help you save Klal Yisrael. So it's megala to us that limud zchus helps. Said the Shari Aaron, Avraham Avinu, Davin, they're there, tzaddikim, the city should be saved. They were not tzaddikim, they were not saved. Light, as Rashi explained, said, don't destroy Tsayar. The other city's got 52 years to try to get their act together, and then they're being destroyed. But Tsayar is only 51 years old. No means non aleph. Please save Tsayar. It's only 51 years. because he was Malamed Zchus on Tzayar, that's why Tzayar was saved. Beautiful idea. Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael today, we have to be Malamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. We have to really be Malamed Zchus on all Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, whoever they may be, whatever background they may be. There's friction over religious observance in Eretz Yisrael. But it's not a time, it's a time for Limud Zchus on Klal Yisrael. It's a time to understand that all parts of Eretz Yisrael are Maisa Nefesh when it comes a time like this, giving their young men over to such dangerous battles, and we know that not everyone's going to come back to Derech HaTeva. You have to be Melamed Zchus on all Yidden. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'Kaych HaChazu, will help Klal Yisrael. Let me get back to the city of Tzayar and share with you an incredible Chiddush that I saw. There are many difficulties with the story of Tzayar. Why Light wants to go there? He didn't learn his lesson. He spent years in Sedaim and in a terrible environment. Now he wants to go to Tzayar, which is 1 year less. And then he runs away from there. The whole episode is very, very strange. The Ramban is these kashas. I'd like to share with you a thought I saw in Matnas Chaim from Matisseo Solomon Chelik Beis of the volumes called Mamorim. And there he says the following. He gives an insight into Light. Why did Light go to Sedaim in the first place? Strange. The whole world, he chose Sedaim. Hashem Shat, because it was a fertile place for his sheep to graze. Needs explanation. We are given to understand that Light had greatness to him. The Light was not a simple person. Zakra Matisyo, Avraham Avinu was Makariv people. As we know, Avraham Megayeres HaAnoshim, the Sarah Megayeres as HaAnoshim, his whole avodah was to bring people closer to Hashem. When they separated, Light said, I'm going to go to Sedaim. It's a place of terrible Ra. Let me go there and try to convince them to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to repent, to do better. And we see that's what happened in this week's parasha. When they came to disrupt the guests that had come to Light, he said, Achai, my dear brothers, Lama Tisro, why do you act in a bad way? He tried to convince them to behave properly. And when Light went to Sedaim, that was his goal, to set up a Kiruv house, to set up a place that he'll try to be Mekarev the people to do tshuva. That was his goal. So Zakhtar Matisyahu's mistake was that Kiruv has to be where people come to us for kravas. People knock on our doors. The people come to Avraham Avinu. They come. Maybe they come for food. They come for things. They come to us, and then we Mekarev them. To go out into the places where they're living a lifestyle that doesn't conform with Torah and Avodah. That's not the ideal type of Kiruv, because people get influenced more than they influence others. And this was the Machloikas Avraham and Light. And a Light went because he held that he could go out and be Makarev people. He was wrong. It affected him. Light Lishitasai decided, let me go to Tzayar. His calling, what he understood was his chus, that he was saved from Sedaim, was because he had noble intentions. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me go to Tzayar. Let me continue my work. I failed in saving Sedaim and Amira. Give me a year to save the city of Tzayar. And with that noble intention, he went to Tzayar. For that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, try Tzayar. Light got to Tzayar. And he saw, it's Sedaim all over again. He was in Sedaim in year 51. He knew what it was like. He came to Tzayar, as he had said, he wanted to come to Tzayar. But then he left Tzayar. Why did he leave? Ki yarei lo sheves b'tzayar. He was afraid to stay in Tzayar. Why was he afraid? Why was he afraid to stay in Tzayar? The Malach told him that Tzayar would be saved. The Ramban and the Maral asked his kasha. It was already promised. But so Rashi, if he shows a kribal of Sedaim, Tzayar was close to Sedaim, not just in geographical proximity, but it was close to Sedaim. It was like Sedaim all over again. And that's why he left. This insight from Matisyo gives us a pshat, a little bit of a hesber, both in why Light went to Sedaim in the first place, why he chose to go to Tzayar, and then why he just saw that it's not going to work, it's not going to happen, and he left Tzayar. A tremendous insight into what happened. Interestingly, the main theme of this maimer in the second volume of Rav Matisyahu's Sefer is that Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu had the same dispute in Parshas Baalayscha. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, stay with us, and Yisrael says, no, I'm going to go back, Rashi says, to be makarv, the people of my city. It's the same machlokes all over again. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you're going to be affected. And what happened with Lot and Avram, and Moshe and Yisrael, we see today all the time in Hatzeinu HaKadosh, in Eretz Yisrael, in Eish HaTorah, in our Sameach, people come and they find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they find his karvus very often. They say, let me go back. Let me makarv my girlfriend. Let me makarv my family. Let me show them what I discovered. But you have to be careful. It's a very dangerous terrain. A person is affected more than he affects others. When people come to you, they knock on your door, and you can bring them close in a strong environment. That's the ideal environment for Kirov. To go into a place where the ashpois are not good, where the influence is not good, it's a very dangerous thing. It's going into harm's way. It's highly questionable if such a type of a hashkafa is proper. And Rav Matisyahu is saying, look, Yisrael held that way. It's not way off the wall. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not kedai. It's not worth it. Tremendous insight. So, it gives us an insight into the story of Lot, makes us understand a little better that Lot was not that terrible. Lot was a person who had accompanied Avram, who's a Baal Madrega. He was deserving of the Malachim saving him. Why did he want to go to Tzayar? He wanted to try again. An insight into the very mysterious story of the city of Tzayar in Parshas Vayera. And so, Klal Yisrael continues, it's Avodas Hashem. Klal Yisrael continues with all the heartbreaking news we're hearing from Ratzeinu HaKadosh. We continue, we daven for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. We hope it should continue, Bezus Hashem, to have it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us and allows us, Bezus Hashem, to see a Yeshua in Ratzeinu HaKadosh, a Yeshua very, very soon. A good Shabbos to one and all.